It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh is the first city featured in a new app called Jaunt. Developed by the Carnegie Mellon School of Architecture, Jaunt provides you with the opportunity to learn about Pittsburgh's architecture as you roam the city. I'm joined now by members of the creative team behind the app, Rami El-Samahi, who is principal of the Boston architectural firm Over Under. Welcome to the program, Rami.
Hi, thank you.
And also with us in studio is Martin Orrond. He is architecture librarian and archivist at Carnegie Mellon University School of Architecture. Martin Orrond, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Rami, where did the idea for this app come from?
Well, I guess originally it started as part of an exhibition that Over Under designed in Boston, where we did a sort of trial run for Boston. And then we took it to Qatar, Doha. And both of those were sort of guinea pigs, if you will, that allowed us to test a few things and make the Pittsburgh app the sort of first true app. So it's been this sort of ongoing, evolving labor of love for the last few years. And it's really been a joint effort between Over Under, our firm, Carnegie Mellon, both the School of Architecture and the library, thanks to Martin, and CMU's branch campus in Qatar, where the guys who did all the heavy lifting, the programming on the back end, graduated from.
And why is Pittsburgh the first city for this app?
Oh, why not? It's a great city. It's got wonderful examples of architecture really throughout the ages. It also happened to be where my wife and I lived for a good part of the last 10 years.
Aha.
And, loved it very much and still do. And we think that it's a city that deserves as much attention as it can get.
Martin, so as I roam the city, what sorts of information am I learning?
Well, it's a curated app, so it's a selection of buildings. At this point in time, there's slightly over 100, I believe. It's not the sort of app that people imagine, and these are, I think, mostly imaginary, that you can hold it up to any building on the street and it'll tell you everything you could possibly want to know. It is curated. The buildings are selected. And then, of course, once you sort of delve into the app, you find out, you see images of the building, both contemporary images as well as historic images that came from, in many cases, the Architecture Archives collection at Carnegie Mellon. There is written text about each building, presumably just the right amount. And there are lists of further readings if you get interested in the building. And then there also are ways to which that the building is mapped. So you can eventually switch over into Google Maps if you want and find out where the building is and actually go find it.
And there are buildings that don't exist anymore. For example, you can find out about the Civic Arena, which obviously is no longer there.
Yes. This app is a little different than, say, a typical architectural guidebook in that it has it's very heavy. The selections tend toward contemporary architecture and modern architecture. There's certainly an excellent representation of historic buildings, but the more recent ones that get less attention elsewhere are the ones that we tended to focus on. As you pointed out, there are things included that are not there anymore.
Pittsburghers love. I mean, let's face it.
Exactly.
People give directions based on, remember that, you know, where that hockey rink used to be, that you make a left there and then you go, you know.
And perhaps just as interesting, there are also projects in the app that were never built. So sort of major conceptual projects for Pittsburgh that just never got done.
Was there a Frank Lloyd Wright thing in there that never built Frank Lloyd Wright?
There are a couple, actually.
What are they?
Well, he proposed an enormous project for The Point that was never built, that had backing from Kauffman, just like Falling Water did, but was not built. And then he also designed a parking garage for Kauffman's that was not built.
Whatever he was going to do at The Point might have gotten in the way of the fountain. So,
well, it would have overshadowed the fountain significantly. Yes.
And how long, Rami, how long did it take to develop this app?
Well, I think we started back in 2012. We applied for a grant from CMU, and that sort of was the seed funding, if you will, to begin the content research and get the project off the ground, and then sort of slowly built from there. So.
And what challenges did you encounter documenting Pittsburgh's buildings? Either of you?
Well, that's a good question. There's actually a great amount written on most of the buildings that we looked at. Obviously photographing the buildings was sometimes difficult, A, because they weren't there, or B, because the weather didn't allow for it. Maybe, Martin, you might have some more ideas about difficulties in researching it.
Well, because of the use, the focus on more modern and contemporary buildings, the literature is weaker, so to speak. Certainly the historic buildings are extremely well documented and have been written about many times. Part of the idea was to venture into territory that wasn't covered quite so well, so we were able to, in most cases, dig out articles or other information from the time period, say, that a building was built in the 1960s or so forth. But we had to do that digging in many cases that had not been done before.
I suppose it makes some sense to say that a lot of that digging, or a fair amount of that digging, occurred while we were doing research for an exhibition that we staged at the Carnegie Museum of Art as part of the Heinz Architectural Center called Imagining Pittsburgh, that was sort of a focus on Imagining the Modern, which is a focus on Pittsburgh's post-war architecture and urbanism. So that research sort of did double duty, if you will.
And this app actually rolled out first on iPads that were part of the exhibition down at the museum, which ran pretty much all through the last 10 months or so.
That's right.
So how do you think an app such as Jaunt can be useful to Pittsburgh or any city that it documents?
Well, I think it can be useful in two ways. I mean, one is for the person who's sort of curious and wants to look up a certain fact, who made this building or when was it built. And frankly, we use it that way all the time ourselves. The other way in which it is super useful is it's something that can be used in the field. So you're sort of walking down the street and say, oh, I wonder what is nearby of note. And you can sort of use the map feature of the app and look at it that way. So it has these sort of two uses in my mind, utility. Especially, I think, we tend more and more to be sort of a people on the go. And one thing people always have when they're on the go is their smartphones or their iPads. So I think it just makes it accessible to a broader group of people.
How many cities, we're running down to about just about a minute left here. How many cities will be featured and which are next?
We have sort of on the docket Boston next, because a lot of the content is already there. Similarly, we're going to go back and do Doha, Qatar. We're looking at other places. New Haven has expressed an interest. Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. What we're really interested in are sort of two things. One is to sort of feature cities that maybe don't get a whole lot of attention. And the other is, rather than maybe develop all the content ourselves, is to sort of create a template by which others could sort of franchise the idea and use it for their own cities.
Very good. Martin, in about 10 seconds, what's the reaction been in Pittsburgh?
Oh, the action's been good, I think. I mean, we're just beginning to see download figures. It's only been a few weeks, but I'm beginning to hear a good buzz. We've been getting some media attention, and we certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about it here.
Martin Arand, architecture librarian and archivist at Carnegie Mellon University, and Rami El-Samahi, principal at Boston architecture firm Over Under. Thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.